Hi, Brandon. Can you hear us?
I'm good. Yep, I got you.
Perfect. All right. Well, congrats on your second place finish today. Kind of a wild restart there at the end. So just knowing we're all kind of short on time with the second race coming up, we're going to go ahead and just start with questions. So if you have a question for Brandon Jones, please continue to use the two options to ask a question. You may raise your hand within the Zoom platform, or you may use the chat session as well. And we are going to kick off with our first question from Dustin Long. Dustin, go ahead.
Brandon, now that you've gotten through the two races in 2 days, what did you learn, experience about it? Obviously, the Cup drivers will go through that in a couple weeks in Pocono, although it may not be as hot as what you guys suffered this weekend.
Yeah, this was by far probably the hottest we've been in a while anyways. I think it was great that we were able to run back-to-back races. It was great that we were able to take the same exact car to the second race as well. That really helps us with our notes, kind of adjusting on the car for today. This was kind of redemption for us, really. I know yesterday kind of had the speed of penalty, but we were in the same exact spot, and we had a shot to win it today.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Peter Strada. Peter, go ahead.
Brandon, coming off of turn four to the checkers, it looks like you made contact with the 98. What were you trying to do there?
Yeah, it was close, but I don't think I got into him. We were just going as hard as we could. I didn't get as good of a run through one and two as I thought I was going to. So when I saw him dive to the bottom in three, I wanted to use the high line. I wanted to get the big arc, so I knew he was going to push up and I could go low. That was the thought process there. Then trying to fake him on the front stretch to try to get him to move around and mess up, but just didn't work there.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take another question from Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Brandon, you're used to now just racing with no practice, but will Talladega be any different, you think, with no practice?
Yes and no. Everyone's been doing honestly a really good job, a lot better than I thought that they were going to do to start. Once we kind of got going back, I thought these were going to be a lot of wrecks, but everyone's been doing really good. So we'll see. I know that it's nice to be able to practice drafting. I know it's something that you don't do much at the tracks that we've been running at. So that's going to be a little bit different, but I got faith in these guys after these couple of races. They've been doing good.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take Chris Knight. Did you have a question?
I did, but Bob kind of stole it.
So. Oh, okay.
But I'll kind of follow up on it, though.
Okay.
Brandon, to follow up on Bob's question, going to Talladega, though, in the past we've seen a lot of the multi-car teams team up together, like especially colleague, and try to work together, put themselves in a position to race. Have you guys been studying that at JGR, and do you think that we'll see more of the team cars working together next weekend, even though we're not going to have qualifying in the lining orders will be – random draw? Do you think that we'll see the teammates get together for that race?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You see it pretty much every time we go, and I think definitely without practice, you don't know how guys are driving. You don't know how they're going to be in the draft. So, yeah, I think for sure we have the most trust in us three, so I think that we're going to probably stick together the best. But when it comes down to the end, you're trying to win the race. You're definitely not going to want to just push them to the win. You're going to try to do everything you can.
All right, thank you, Brandon.
Yep.
All right, and one final question before we let you go. Just if you don't mind, just to describe that last restart and kind of the run you had on Chase and kind of what was going through your mind there trying to race to the checkered flag.
Oh, well, I thought with the tire that we had, I thought I was going to have a lot better grip to fire off. I still got a decent launch, but not as good as I wanted to. And when I get to turn one and two, I got pretty tight, washed up the hill some. But down the back stretch, my plan was just going to be try to drive down the bottom.
Thank you for all your hard work as we continue to navigate unprecedented times.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate it.
All it takes is 15 minutes to find out.